With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Bourne. Happy to be calling now Shannon Haley, who is the Newburyport High School field hockey coach. And Shannon, welcome to MSO.
Thank you.
Listen,
happy to be here.
Oh, that's good. That's good. And first of all, congratulations on where you have the team right now. And we're going to get to that. You guys in first place in the Cape Ann League, and we'll discuss the league in a second. But first, I want people down here to know the story of you and your association with Pentucket and
yep.
coaching and all of that good stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. So I am a graduate of Pentucket. I graduated in 2012, and I played for my mom for 4 years. And kind of just grew up on the sidelines as my mom, you know, was coaching. I think I was 3 or 4 when she started coaching at Pentucket. So was, you know, always on the sideline cheering on her teams. And then I went on to play field hockey at Bates College in Lewiston, Maine, which is a part of the NESCAC.
Mm-hmm.
And then after college, I was kind of in and out of coaching with my mom. I was in grad school after college to get my master's in teaching, and then taught for 2 years in Winthrop, so didn't help her those 2 years, and then have been back teaching in Newburyport the last 2 years. So last year, I'd say, was the first year that I really was, like, fully committed to teaching, coaching with her. So it was my second time being a varsity assistant. I had been a varsity assistant lacrosse coach, Marblehead, alongside one of my mom's old-time, you know, favorite players and a great family friend of ours, Annie Pugh.
Of course, yep.
Who's now Annie Madden. So it was really great to be able to, you know, have the opportunity to learn, you know, from Annie. And then, obviously, last year went on and coached with my mom, and they had their most successful season in school history, which was amazing. And just being able to learn from my mom, you know, as a head coach was just such an invaluable opportunity. And it was also a very special opportunity. You know, my cousin was on the team as well. And two of the players, one was Megan Fryermuth and the other was Maddie Kuchar. And it was, you know, just so wild. I went to high school with both of their older siblings, and they were the little girls on the sideline when I was playing for my mom. And just to have the chance to coach them last year was so special. And then this year, I had the opportunity to step in as the interim head coach here in Newburyport, while Jess Philbrook was on maternity leave. My mom was definitely the one that encouraged me to take the position. So it's been an amazing opportunity. It's such a special group of players. And, you know, definitely just taking what, you know, I learned from my mom and what I learned from Annie and, you know, hopefully applying it as I lead my first team.
You know, the names you just mentioned, it's like Cape Ann
yep.
League royalty. It's like covering the Royals with Madden and Farmer
yeah.
and your mother, Ruth Beaton, of course. Well, fantastic. And it's a great story. And it shows us the ties that there are here on the North Shore among teachers and coaches and players. It's
yep.
fantastic. It's a great association, great community. Now tell me about your team this year, because you have played so well. You guys, are doing very, very well in CAL. It looks like you're tied for first with Triton, if I have that right.
Yep. I believe so. I think so. Yeah.
All right, so give me a little idea of who your leaders are.
Yeah. I mean, I feel so fortunate to step into the position, you know, that I did this year. It's just such a special group of student athletes. They are, you know, so committed. For example, we had them vote on Saturday when they wanted to practice. We gave them the choice of 7 a.m. or 12:30, and every single player voted for 7 a.m. So I think that's just a great example of their commitment and, you know, leadership to the program and to the success of this team. We have 9 seniors, I think off the top of my head, 8 or 9 seniors. We also have, you know, a huge junior class. And we have 4 captains, 2 seniors, Lily Ragusa and Lily Trebanian, and then 2 juniors, Katie Conway and Rita Killeen. I'm fortunate because I actually was the JV lacrosse coach the past 2 years here in Newburyport. So for many of these girls, I was a familiar face coming into the season, which definitely helped for me as well to know some of them. But, you know, it's a great, talented group. We've had a number of players step up. You know, we're certainly learning a lot, and, you know, it's been so great to see them, you know, apply what we've gone over in practice into games. So it's definitely a special group.
All right, well, you're headed in the home stretch. You guys are highly ranked in the power rankings. And now, in terms of competitors, in terms of competition, who do you still have left? Do you still have Manchester Essex left and Triton left?
No, so we've only played Manchester Essex once. We played them towards the beginning of the season. We actually beat them 3-0. Mm-hmm. And then we have left. We played Pawtucket yesterday, which was, you know, we knew, especially playing them again yesterday, we knew that they were going to, you know, be coming out for revenge. So that was definitely a big win for us. We won 1-0. And then we have Hamilton Wenham this week. And then next week we have North Reading, which is our play for pink game. And then we have Triton on senior night. And that's going to be a, you know, definitely a very big game.
Okay. Well, it must
they
be.
They were our first loss of the season on the first game of the season and our first loss. So we're definitely excited to play them again.
All righty. And it's going to be fun, I think, when you guys get together as a family at Thanksgiving to talk about all this stuff. I'm sure it's going to be a blast. It must be.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be very special.
Yes, we were actually all together. My older brother is a prep school football coach, and it was his birthday this weekend. He played Phillips Andover, so all my family was together, you know, my cousins, everyone included, and all of them went to Pawtucket. So definitely felt like a lone wolf. All right. Happens.
Well, that's great. We'll talk about your future in the future, but in the meantime, who do you have coming up this week? I know you mentioned it, but give me again who you got playing.
Hamilton Wenham.
All right, you get them. And is that today or when?
Thursday,
okay.
Yep.
All right, Coach.
Yep.
Thank you so much. Congratulations of doing so well so far. And good luck the rest of the way. We'll talk again.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Haley. Take care. All right, bye-bye. That is Shannon Haley. I called her Haley. That's Shannon Haley, who is the Newburyport field hockey coach with MSO News Sports. I'm Rick Moore.